"Well, of course. I suppose he asks what happened," said Bill reluctantly. "And what does Mark say?" "Explains that the revolver went off accidentally during a struggle." "Whereupon Cayley shields him by doing what, Bill? Encouraging him to do the damn silliest thing that any man could possibly do, confess his guilt by running away." "No, that's rather hopeless, isn't it?" Bill thought again. "Well," he said reluctantly, "suppose Mark confessed that he'd murdered his brother." "That's better, Bill. Don't be afraid of getting away from the accident idea. Well, then, your new theory is this. Mark confesses to Cayley that he shot Robert on purpose, and Cayley decides, even at the risk of committing perjury and getting into trouble himself, to help Mark escape. Is that right?" Bill nodded. "Well, then, I want to ask you two questions. First, is it possible, as I said before dinner, that any man would commit such an idiotic murder, a murder that puts the rope so very tightly round his neck? Secondly, if Cayley is prepared to perjure himself for Mark, as he has to anyway now, wouldn't it be simpler for him to say that he was in the office all the time, and that Robert's death was accidental?" Bill considered this carefully, and then nodded slowly again. "Yes, my simple explanation is a washout," he said. "Now, let's have yours." Antony did not answer him. He had begun to think about something quite different. End of chapter 8.